Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So as we go to the Arbella Insurance Tote Board, I want to update that number because I want to get people to call right now. We need people to call and text. We got extra money on the table here that we're
grossing is helping out.
We want to take advantage of it. So the Arbella Tote Board right now reads $787,700. $11.
Need more.
We need more than that.
Yeah, we do.
And so,
let's go.
Again, matching money right now is coming in from Wick Grossbeck. 877-738-1234. It means a lot more to us if you can do it right now between now and, say, 6 o'clock.
That'll be nice.
We'll give you 604.
Let's meet the Siegfried family. Joey is 2 years old. Older brothers, real old. Alex and Jake are here. Corinne is the mother, and this is Steve, the dad. And it's great meeting your family here. Joey was diagnosed with a Wilms tumor last June. He was 17 months old. So, Corinne, you can tell us the story. What happened? What did you notice that was different with old Joey?
So he was diagnosed in June, but in the spring, a month or two maybe before, we started seeing things that we couldn't put pieces together first.
Like what?
He was like not clingy at all and started being really clingy to Steve and myself, wanting to be held all the time, totally out of personality character. And then his belly started to be big. And at first we thought it was just a toddler belly.
Yeah.
You want to talk? Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Say hi, Joey.
Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi. Okay.
He's mouthing it anyway. Yeah.
So we started calling him Buddha Boy because he'd run around with his diaper on and have this pot belly, and they'd be wrestling, and we thought it was cute. Every toddler has that belly, but then it started getting bigger, and it was kind of firm on one side. So it was in the back of our head, and he had his 18-month appointment coming up at the end of June, so we're like, all right, we'll talk to the doctor about it. He was physically fine. Like, we'd tickle him, we'd play with him. He never flinched or had any, like, physical problems with it, so we weren't totally worried about it. It was just kind of in the back of our minds. And then he started getting fevers, and they were really mild. They were, like, 100, maybe 101, and it'd be, like, a day. And then a couple days go by and nothing happened. Give him a dose of Tylenol, go away. Then he'd have another one, 100, like, really nothing that you freak out about, but you're like, why is he getting these fevers? So we brought him to a walk-in, and they checked him for ear infection and strep and all the normal things, and everything was nothing. There was no answers.
So at this point, are you starting to get nervous?
Worried.
Yeah, because we're like, I mean, he's getting fevers a couple of times a week. That's not normal, no matter something's going on in there. But they told us it was viral or some, I don't know, wait it out, go talk to your pediatrician. So we're like, okay. The next day he had another one. It was, all these are after hours, like coming home from school after work, so our pediatrician's closed. So we went back to a different walk-in. I was like, we won't go to you. We'll go check out somebody else. And they said it was probably his teeth coming in. He had like six molars all at once. So he actually wrote us a prescription to administer Tylenol and ibuprofen, and he wrote the script so that we could give it to the daycare, because without a prescription they can't administer medicine. They said, do this for a couple days, see if it just goes away when the teeth pop through, talk to your doctor about it if it keeps going.
Jeez.
Okay, so we did that for a couple days and he was fine. Like, it kept the fevers away. We pretty much hid it, I guess. And then one night he woke up in the middle of the night, and he would sleep through the night all the time. It was totally weird. Would not go back to sleep. Could not get him to go back to sleep. Middle of the night, I was rocking with him in his chair, and it had been firm. And that night, I felt like the rock, like a baseball in his belly, and like it had changed. So I couldn't go back to sleep. I did all the
Googling. Obviously, at that point in time, are we, Dad, are we rushing him to the hospital at this time?
No, we waited till the following day and brought him to the pediatrician then. And the pediatrician basically told us, well, she brought him, and the pediatrician just said that you guys need to go to Children's right away. So at that point, we brought him into Children's, and that's when...
I mean, our pediatrician was awesome, and I went into freak-out mode. Like, got the sweats, and, this is not a good sign. He actually got me to laugh, and he's trying to tell me, it could be a blockage, it's too big for me to do anything, like, the hospital needs to do something, but hopefully it's just a kid full of poop.
Yeah.
Literally, that's what he told me, so I'm like, okay, I hope so, but he was just trying to keep me calm, and... couple months later, we went back for Jake's appointment, and he's like, I knew it wasn't something.
Yes.
So what it ended up happening, what did they do?
So we went in that evening. It was a Wednesday in June, and we went in at like 3 or 4 o'clock. By 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, they told us it was a solid mass. He had ultrasounds and blood work and more blood work, and poked him and prodded him, and they admitted us, said oncology would meet us the next day. They wouldn't tell us it was cancer. They didn't have enough diagnosis yet. But when they said oncology, we knew. Like, we knew things were not going to... We weren't going to hear what we wanted to hear the next day.
So it's strange. I'd never heard of Wilms tumor before. We met one of the most amazing little girls I've ever met. She's from Natick, the girl Carly Tobin that we met earlier. She had this Wilms tumor.
She
and
did.
She was like, this is an amazing girl, but I'd never heard of it.
We never had, ever. Nope. But they said when they diagnosed us that it's a good cancer.
Yeah.
If you're going to be diagnosed, this is what you want. The oncologist
crazy?
Actually said,
hey, okay, good.
Well, you got the good one.
Hey, we're lucky.
In the moment, we're like, okay, my kid has cancer, thanks. Right. But they said if you were going to go grocery shopping and had to choose a tumor, this is one that you would choose because they have a protocol. They know they do. They gave us the answers, and there was kind of a start and a finish.
So how's he doing now? He looks perfectly fine. Like you never know anything was even ever wrong with him.
Yep.
No, so he's good now?
He is clear.
Great.
February 8th, we
awesome.
Got the all clear.
All right.
That is tremendous.
We go in for his 6-month scans actually on Thursday. So that'll be his next big checkup. But all things.
Congratulations to the entire family.
Thank
and you went to the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The right
100%.
Place. Joey, we're happy for you, buddy. You want to take some stuff with you? Take some
can
stuff
say,
with you.
Can you say go Red Sox?
Go Red Sox.
Hey,
all right.
I've heard that before.
The Screen
hey,
family,
go,
thank
Red
you
Sox,
very much
go.
For stopping by. We really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.